Got a site, got a site. Extraction workers, most organised, disciplined, strong. They understand what's going on. You heard today from Earl Sedges talking about the industrial relations system. And I'm going to give you an example at the end of this about what's going on with some cannery workers up in Shepparton. You heard John Setka talk about, you know, the past, how we're going to fix the industrial relations system also. But let me tell you what's going on. I'll give you some data around about the cost of living and some corporate greed. This is the facts. We've got rent 15%, housing 10%, groceries up 9%, clothing and footwear up 5%. Let me tell you about some corporations, because this is about corporate greed. We've got Qantas making profits $1 billion. We've got CSL $2.4 billion. $2.4 thousand million, right? It's a lot of fucking money. BlueScope still $599 million. BHP $6.6 billion. Coles $617 million. Woolworths $907 million. This is what's creating the crisis and the cost of living. Let me tell you just a little bit more how much CEOs are getting paid. And John touched on that a little bit before. We've got the Macquarie Group CEO earning $23.7 million a year. We've got the ResMed CEO who took home $16.1 million a year. We've got the Amcor CEO who made $13.6 million a year. We've got CSL CEO took home $17.5 million a year. Now, when we sit down and we negotiate with these greedy fuckers, and they tell us they can't afford to give us a decent pay rise, we look at them in the eyes and we say, well, share your fucking profits and share your fucking earnings, you fucking tight-ass bastards. Let me tell you about the industrial relations system, and it's an example of what's going on for the busy 45 Shepparton workers. They are cannery workers. Some are on $28 an hour, right? Just keep that in mind, $28 an hour. We're sitting and negotiating for 9 months with Visy. 9 months because of the industrial relations system. This company has made profits of $7 billion in the last year. And when we negotiate with them, they say to us, we can only offer you 2.75% on $28 an hour. What do you say about that? What do you say about that? What do you say about that? So these workers have been out for 10 weeks now. They've hit the grass. Remember, they're on $28 an hour. And we're supporting them because justice needs to be written here. When we got $6 billion, $7 billion of profits and workers are only earning $28 an hour, there's something wrong with the fucking system, and we're supporting these guys. Are you supporting these guys? So the chant is this. The chant is this. When we hear corporate greed, we say, you say, stand up, fight back, yeah? You got it? When I say corporate greed, you say, corporate greed. That's not fucking good enough. I can't hear him at the back and I can't see the fist in the air. We'll do it a few more times. When I hear of corporate greed, what do you say? What do we say? What do we say? What do we say? Are we going to support these busy workers? Yeah. Are we going to make sure we win? Yeah. Are we going to stand up for corporate greed? Good on you, I love you, well done.